swore she'd not seen a child before. So ready for a fight, but she was one and she was sickly, sorry, blighted to behold. Refused the breast, cried till her chest ached, simply could not be consoled. And when she wasn't busy crying, she would stare wide-eyed and mute, while her heart and mind grew bigger than her small frame could follow suit. Her dad got itchy feet. This kid was such a chore to grow. But before he hit the road, he looked at her and said, "Girl, before I go, no, you gotta get big. You gotta get so big. You gotta get so big, so tall. 'Cause if you take the time to get real big as you go through life, you won't be afraid of anything at all." From poorly babe to homely child to sullen, stubborn lass, she grew up picking fights and telling lies as bold as brass. She was scrappy, she was mean, she took the boys all by surprise. 'Cause you'd not say she was a looker till you looked deep in her eyes. Soon her ragged mother died, although she'd hemmed and hawed, said, "I've reached the end of my road, now go on and find your pa. I'm not sure where you'll find him, but my first guess would be a bar, and those spindly legs won't get you very far. You're gonna have to get big. You gotta get so big. Project yourself like shadows on the wall. And if you take the time and do the things that I describe, you won't be afraid of anything at all." She had some ground to cover and some tracks to make alone. And every place she showed his picture, they'd say, "You just missed him, child, he's gone." By horse and rail she trailed him, bitterness fueling her stride, anger making muscles pump even as rejection stung her pride. She swore he'd see the girl who'd worn a path through miles trod, and the shock would leave him speechless and slack-jawed. But the trail went cold in Abilene, in a shadowed stony place, sacred to the memory carved on his marble face. And it was time to get big. and then continued on her way. And Satan loomed before her, straddling stones on mighty hocks. But she just shrugged and walked beneath them, and then found the gates unlocked. Everyone was pushing boulders and everyone kind of looked the same. But she finally locked eyes with the man whose eyes looked just like hers. Sprinted up, jabbed a finger at the poor bedraggled cur. She said, "Why'd you leave? Why'd you go? Why'd you bail when things got tough? I could have stopped you if I tried, but I just wasn't big enough." His mouth twitched at the corner, at the scowl that split up her face. He said, "The very fact you stand before me here makes you bigger than this place. And why?"